One way to take care of yourself during the coronavirus pandemic is to stay connected to your loved ones. But what happens when you have a disagreement or a falling out with the people that you're supposed to feel most connected to? How does that affect your mental health? As part of our High Risk at High Altitude series, I spoke with local mental health expert Jackie Skramstad. She began her work in family counseling and is now the clinical operations manager for Mind Springs Health, which has offices in Aspen and Glenwood Springs. I started by asking her how the events of the last year, from COVID-19 to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol and the spread of conspiracy theories, have impacted people's relationships with their friends and family in our valley.
With the social distancing and physical distancing requirements that we've had, we've narrowed our social connections. And so we're spending more time with fewer people. And that has just led to exposing and maybe highlighting some of the areas where there was already some level of stress in that relationship. And I think what is adding to the stress in addition is just this sort of uncertain, out of control feeling climate. Our society and our communities are just so polarized about many issues right now. There's just such a line marking you're either with me or you're on the other side. And it's been really hard for people to find a middle ground.
What role do you think social media plays in this?
People tend to be friends with and gravitate to people who are thinking like they are. What that does is further enforce, like, yes, I'm right. Look at all these other people that agree with me. And it doesn't allow for that alternative viewpoint or understanding where other people are coming from. And the thing with social media is it is 24/7. I mean, you can just be flooded with information through social media. You can get news every minute of the day about what's happening in our nation, in our community. And I think in our efforts to connect socially, this is a platform where people feel like they can at least stay connected in some fashion. But again, it's 24/7 and it floods you with those polarized views.
As part of this interview series, we've been asking community members to submit questions, and we had several people write in asking, you know, what to do when you're on opposite ends of the spectrum, whether it's over mask wearing or the election, and it's taking a toll on your mental health. What advice do you have for them?
What I would say is, first and foremost, to take a breath and remember that everybody, ourselves, the people that were struggling to understand their viewpoint, we are all really trying to do the very best that we can. And I think that's important that we all hold that to be true, that everybody is just doing the best they can in a really tough social environment right now. And then I think there's some opportunities. So one thing, if you feel that you have the emotional ability to listen to what the other person's viewpoint is, to try and understand, that may be a great place to start. I would say the goal is not to try and convince them otherwise. It's not to try and convert them to how you think or have them change your mind entirely. But is there a way that we can actually listen to one another and try and understand where the other person is coming from? And when I talk about middle ground, you know, there's some examples I can think of would be mask wearing is one where I know some people just don't feel it's necessary, don't believe in it. Others are very clear that that is something that they are going to do and that that creates safety and security. And so is there any middle ground if you're going to socialize with somebody who doesn't believe in mask wearing to be able to say, I know this isn't something you believe in. Would you wear a mask while you're sitting with me just so we can have a conversation? You know, if somebody has such a divergent view as us, gosh, you feel strongly about our country and what needs to happen. And I equally feel strongly and passionately about our country. We just have very different views on what needs to happen next to move us forward. You know, are there some ways we can find that middle ground? And if there aren't, or even if it's the agree to disagree, and, you know, how do we then maybe set some understandings around, hey, when we socialize, let's just leave that off the table. You're important to me. I want you in my life. And since you and I know we don't agree on this topic, can we talk about other things? It's important to me that you and I stay connected.
That was Clinical Operations Manager at MindSprings Health, Jackie Skramstad.